So now we'd like to now introduce Dr. Leah with her one-minute tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, well, we're good, and we're happy that you're with us.
All accidents happen.
I guess. All right, we just better tell the audience.
She was rear-ended.
She was rear-ended on 520 last Wednesday night. Now, Dr. Leah, was your son with you?
No.
Oh, good. I mean, I'm sorry that you were hurt, but I'm glad that he wasn't with you.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, I'm good. I'm good.
Of course you're good.
Well, you know, the thing is what I always do, like in these kind of situations, because, you know, we have some uncomfortableness, but boy, you're okay. So I look up and thank my angels for...
Yeah, it could be worse.
Could be a lot worse.
Could be a lot worse. So it's all good.
Well, good. Then we're happy to have you. So what's our tip today, Dr. Leah?
For Rochelle.
Sounds like it's for you, Rochelle.
They're looking at me. Everybody's looking at me.
And it's about gluten.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you a story after you tell us our tip.
Okay. Because, you know, a lot of these tips I come up with, because that's kind of what's going on in my practice at the time. I'll see a lot of people with gluten problems. And gluten is in wheat, oats, rye, barley, and some other grains that are derived from wheat, like spelt. And what gluten does, if you're sensitive to it, is it actually attacks the villi, which are these little things in our intestines that absorb our food. It attacks those and causes them to not be effective, or literally will cause them to go away in some instances if it's really bad. And what that eventually will do is cause a malabsorption, nutrient deficiencies. It can increase risk of osteoporosis. Some people will have fatigue, arthritis, and mostly, I mean, there are some digestive problems, but not always. Gluten sensitivity is big. I mean, it's a lot bigger than a lot of people think. A lot of people think, oh, I just have a little arthritis, or I just have this skin problem. But it might be an underlying gluten problem. And gluten can be tested in blood. You can get antibodies to test it in blood or in saliva. There's a couple different ways to look at it. Sometimes they're not 100% accurate, meaning they'll be false negative. You might have a problem, but it's not always showing up. And that happens a lot. But I tend to, the ones that are positive are positive. So it is a big, big issue, and it can be the underlying factor in a lot of chronic long-term illnesses that haven't gone away. So it's definitely something I think that we need to talk further in depth about. In fact, I'll be talking more about it on my show, I think, next week. But the gluten sensitivity, when it's really severe, is called celiac disease.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that.
Yes, yeah. And so celiac disease is a severe gluten intolerance. And it can go on for years and years before people ever figure that out. And it's just kind of has underlying nagging signs and symptoms that don't bug us enough to get treated, but eventually can cause problems. So,
what are the symptoms of celiac disease?
Celiac disease is... A lot of people present with irritable bowel syndrome, like diarrhea or constipation or bowel problems. But before they develop any severe bowel problems, sometimes they'll have fatigue that just seems to be unrelenting. They might have skin problems. I have one patient who just gets these weird skin lesions on her leg if she has gluten, but she doesn't have other symptoms, which is unusual, but she knows that she's had gluten in her diet somewhere. So there's many different, actually there's quite a list of things that can show up with gluten. The most common, I guess, would be the intestinal problems, fatigue, arthritis, skin, those kind of things. Headaches sometimes, but most of the time it's the vitamin deficiencies that really start to get to people because they're not absorbing things as well as they used to.
Well, there's things they can do for this, right, Dr. Leah?
Oh, yes. And ultimately, the best thing really is to avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in everything. I mean,
that's
really
kind of hard to do.
No,
gluten
true.
Is in everything. It's used as a thickener in a lot of different sauces that we eat, like salad dressings and different sauces. It's in any type of wheat product, some alcohol, like beers that use barley.
Right.
You're going to have gluten in that. So it's hidden. There's ways that it is hidden, and I have a list of hidden gluten sources, but it's hard. Although, people that have been doing it for quite a long time say, I feel so much better, and it's worth it to them.
Right. Well, I know I was tested by Dr. Leah, and I am gluten intolerant.
And
so.
Guess what?
What?
She still eats gluten,
not
by
that much. I want you to know that I went to this diet place, you know, where they give you the food and stuff. And so I said, well, I'm gluten intolerant. And they said, oh, you wouldn't work on this program. So I've been rejected.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's very, it's very important. And I think a lot of people, and including Rochelle, is you think, well, it's okay, you know, if I have a little bit of it. But what you're saying, and I think everybody needs to take seriously, and I'm going to be riding her now, is it can cause long-term issues if you don't take care of it.
It can cause long-term issues. And in most people that have gluten sensitivity, even the littlest bit will keep them in a full-blown disease state. And it is possible. I have seen it with a couple patients where they've totally avoided it, and their antibodies have dropped. The antibodies that are against the gluten have dropped. And they can have some after a while.
Wonderful.
But it's like rotating it, like maybe every 4 to 5 days, you know.
Right.
But there are most people, it seems like, tend to not be able to have it at all.
Is it in flaxseed? Flaxseed isn't.
No.
Okay.
No, wheat, oats, rye, and barley. But okay. I say oats only because oats is quite often harvested near or processed with wheat. You can find some oats that are totally gluten-free, because oats in and of themselves don't have gluten, but they're almost always cross-contaminated with wheat because they're processed in the same factory. There, I don't remember the name of the company, but there is some locally here that do have gluten-free oats.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Give out your information. Of course, they can find you on Chat with Women, your cute little pictures there.
Yeah.
But
and my phone number, I'm in Bellevue, at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And my husband's done a great job on that website. You got to go check it out. All my health tips and everything are on there. So, and of course, chatwithwomen.com.
There you go.